Father, in Jesus' name, to have that body like unto his own that would never and will never tire to praise him, to give him glory, honor, thanksgiving, and praise forevermore. Oh, thank you that we anticipate, oh, the privilege that is ours, vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace, vessels of mercy that he's bestowed upon the riches of his glory. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Oh my. The design, the plan, the perfection of your grace and mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And help us to grow in it more and more this morning. Lord, help us to redeem the time. We know it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful to know him. It's wonderful to praise him. He's just wonderful. And I thank the Lord we know it. Philippians chapter 3. We're just going to abide here till he comes. What a precious portion of scripture here. But in the 14th verse specifically this morning, I think that this kind of gets some goosebumps going. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I encourage you, if that's something new to you, if that's something you haven't been able to study out, go online, go back and listen to last series in the Philippians Bible studies. I think there'll be some joy unspeakable and full of glory of every detailed meaning of what the Lord's heart is and what he wants for you with him. When you see that, when you find that, that's what will ignite it. And then this precious scripture will become alive in you. It'll be something that will be the banner that's over you, which is love. You'll understand this, but you'll never run like this. You'll never press and reach for these things unless you know the love of Christ. Without it, it's a precious verse, but with the knowledge of the love of Christ, it becomes like the only verse which is the whole intention of the Word of God, because that's the message that Paul brought, the mystery of Christ and the bride. This is one of the most inspirational verses in the whole entire Bible. And within this verse, many things. But today the Lord has encouraged us to look at that word press. Press. This word press, it means to run swiftly, to catch. It means to run after as the absolute goal. But there's a second part. So even though it's to run swiftly, to catch, to run after as the absolute goal, but to do it and pursue it in a hostile manner. Isn't that interesting? So this is the absolute goal. This is the most precious thing. But the evidence of it is when you pursue it in a hostile manner. This one word, if you really think about it, it repeats the entire meaning from verses 11 through 14. Just in one all-powerful word. It really does. To apprehend, to attain the prize at all costs, by any means. Any means. And that doesn't just mean any means that I think, because what I think doesn't mean anything. This means his means, by any means. That comes from the downsetting, the uprising. That comes from that wonderful humility that the Lord brings in our lives. In those things that the world calls tragedies, which truly are, as we know in the Word of God through Paul's gospel, are the gifts of the greatest love between a husband and a wife that the Lord gives us. You understand that? He has to bring us that way. He has to bring us through those things that truly strip away me and just bring in more of Him. Amen. Now, this expresses the heart of first love. And it does. The heart of first love is a ravished heart. It's a heart that pursues. But it also in this reveals the spirit of war. There's a spirit of war that is required to attain it. And I thank the Lord as the Lord encouraged my heart long time ago. That bride, she's a lover and she's a fighter. She's a lover and she's a warrior. Now, the first meaning, the lover. Once you hear Paul's gospel and you really understand the truth of Paul's gospel and what this is for you, I'll tell you what, it's sweeter than the honeycomb. It's the honey, isn't it? And it's sweet to the mouth. But we know as we go on with this, and the Word of God tells us, that's just the beginning. Then comes the proving. The gospel, as the Word of God says, it is sweet to the mouth, but it is bitter to the stomach. And yes, it is. I thank the Lord as you begin to allow your ear to hear what the Spirit saith, especially to the Church of Philadelphia. When you really begin to hear how much Jesus loves you, when you begin to understand the truth in the Song of Solomon, and you begin to really receive the beauty of the Old Testament brides and the wooing of your heart for the Lord, I'll tell you this, it's not hard to fall in love with Jesus. It's not hard to fall in love with Him. It's not hard to fall in love with Him once you understand first that He's in love with you. See, it's always in that love, isn't it? We love Him because He first loved us. I'm in love with Him because He was first in love with me. Amen. That's the way it is. Oh, yes. That's how we know Him. But see, that's the easy part. Who wouldn't fall in love with the Lord when you find out how much He loves you? But it's the fight to win Him that so few will really endure. And that's the truth. We know this. You know, this is really, it's the cut. Yeah, there's a cutting away. We know that. I love to think of it as it's the rib cut. I love steak. Most important steak and meat I love is the Word of God's meat. But I am a beef eater. All right? And I'll tell you what, I love ribeye more than anything. And I'll tell you what, I love the rib feasting steak more than anything. You know what I'm getting at here, the rib portion, this bride of Christ for Him. It is the prime. But you have to know this. It's got to be cut out to have. You understand that? And there is a cutting away, and that cutting away to win, it's a war. You think about it. Why was it the Apostle Paul, who is the one who not only brought out the bridal message, why was it he that speaks of in Ephesians 6 of the warfare of the believer? You know it. Why is it in 2 Timothy, as he's telling Timothy, as he knows the Lord's going to take him, he said, Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. This is a war, son. You're going to follow me as I follow Christ? Let me tell you, honey, it's a war and it doesn't stop. And the only way it's going to go on in your life is you got to be a lover and you got to be a fighter. Even Jesus, how sweet. He told us in Matthew chapter 11, it's the violent who take heaven by force. You ever going to realize how powerful the grace of God is? When the grace of God really reigns in your life and you see the divine grace of God, the power, the plan, the provision, the purpose, passion. all of those. I'll tell you what, you'll have a force. A force that cannot be stopped. Not be stopped by ones that want to defeat me, but even by this guy. Oh, you know, I got it all in here in my flesh. I know you got a different flesh, ha ha. I got Doubting Thomas in here, and I got High-Minded Peter in here. I've got Elijah sitting under a gourd. Oh, just take my life, Lord, let me die. But I got the power of his might in here. See, I got this here, but I got this here. And I'll tell you what, it's the grace of God that's with me. And it's the grace of God that's in me. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting violent. Because he said, come on in here, honey, and take it. See, you don't mess around with this stuff. You got to get in there and take it. Isn't that what we were reading about with that sweet lady last week? Huh? And that again, we go back and we talk about those Old Testament brides. Isn't that wonderful? Who's this Ruth? What's she doing in our field? She's an outsider. Huh? Oh, you know what? Naomi ratcheted it up like the Holy Ghost. We're really going to get to him, honey. Not only going to get in the field, you're going to get in his skirt. Did Pastor say that? Yeah. You get on in there at night, honey. You go in there and get him. They just sang about that. Did you not hear the choir? It ain't tomorrow. It's now. He may not be tarrying there tomorrow, but he's there right now. He's there right now. But see, that's the force of grace. That's the power of understanding the love of grace to you. It's yours. It propels you beyond you. It keeps you going. It's not you to find some spark. Forget that. You don't have it. But that grace is always there, and it's grace for grace, and it's more grace. And that grace, it's never exhausted, because he's given all grace. Rejoice. Rejoice. We got so much grace all over the place. Rejoice. Now, you want God's best? You want God's best? Come on. It's okay to say, yes, I do. You can say that. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, David knew it. Teach my hands to war. Oh, yeah. He's a bloody man. He wasn't appropriate. He wasn't proper. I could go on and on, but I'm not even going to let that fish. He was God's man. Because he had a heart after God's own heart. I was thinking about Sunday night, the Abba Father. I'm one in you, Father. You're one in me, and they're one in us. You're of me. You're bone of my bone. You're flesh of my flesh. What am I doing? Being pitiful me? Not believing? Not going on in there? That's how you receive that, is you understand who lives in here. You see, even the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon, what an overcomer. Thanks be to God. She first overcame self-doubt. Oh, yes. You know what? He just loves me. He finds me beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, we talk a lot about camels in here. He's dealing with me on a sermon about a camel. I wish I could express to you all of the sermons that are going on in my heart right now. I really do. Maybe a couple of them, maybe not. But even the name camel, that word, you think it means ugly beast. It means beautiful. So he starts out right there just telling you, you're beautiful. Isn't that marvelous? It's amazing. Go study up on a camel and you'll get ahead. But she overcomes that self-doubt. He loves me. She overcomes being high-minded. Huh? She realized, I better go after him. He was just at the door and I missed him. See, sometimes we go on in the truth and we start to begin to think, oh, this is all about me. No, it's all about him. It's all about him. Praise God. Know that. He's going to be magnified. And if anything is going to be magnified in you, it's going to be him. But you know what the final test was? It was the beatings of the watchmen and the insults of the daughters of Jerusalem. The legalists. There can even be legal ones here. I pray not. There were a lot of them at one time. God has a way of getting rid of that. And it's truth in love. And that's it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It changed me. Did it change you? It better have, or you're ashamed of it. Huh? That's right. But see, and it's sad. There's still a few. I pray they're not in here. But I was thinking, how gracious God is to this place all these years. Because it's his word. He honors his word. He blesses his word. Know that. You know that. Amen. His word is blessed. But I thank the Lord that we continue to walk through the land. And I thank the Lord as we walk with him, we walk together through it. Amen. And it's the truth. And I thank the Lord, you know what? As I said, I grew up in Golden. It's a pretty city. And I'd go all the way around through it. And I remember as a kid, I started to recognize looking up at Lookout Mountain and all that. And that's really pretty. Pretty stuff. It was green. Then it gets brown, all these different things, snow. And it's a pretty place. But then I got to go up onto Lookout Mountain one day. And then I look back down and said, that's really pretty seeing it from over there. You know that? Then I went up north and I'd always see Boulder from my house, and I got to Boulder, I got to go up, and then I looked back into Golden, and I said, well, my, oh, my, it's even really pretty from over there, because I could see Pike's Peak, because I was far enough back looking into Golden. And then the Lord allowed me to fly an airplane, and then I get to see it from up here looking down, and man, now that's that same old Golden, but I got to see it from all those places. See, that's the word of God, and it's endless. That's why Joshua, old man, and the Lord encouraged him. Joshua, get up. There's more land to go walk through, son. Get on up. Go get encouraged with Caleb. He wants that inheritance. He's just looking forward to more battling with the giants. He likes him on his property. It gives him something to do. You ever look at a trial that way? You didn't have trials, what would you be doing? I'm certain you wouldn't be here this morning. Amen? Amen. You'd have no need for God. I got giants. I best have a sword. Huh? Oh, praise God. Now, the Lord's been having us go to some wonderful mines, hasn't he? Gold mines, deep in them. And you know, instead of some that should be happy for me, they get kind of critical. Oh my. And then you know what happens? It's sad because then they kind of dry up and go away. Let me tell you something. I'm happy for me and I'm happy for you. And I thank the Lord by the grace of God that it's by His Spirit. It's not by any man. But I thank the Lord. Why would you not want to go and see the beauty of what God has given you? Huh? I believe there were some fellas that got some talents. And then ones that got, you know, more than one. They went out there and they enjoyed them. They invested them. They brought back double. But there was the one that just got the one. And he said, oh, I just hid this away. Amen. Fearful. Perfect love casts out all fear. By the grace of God, I'm serious. I thank the Lord. I smile every day when I get up. I do. I smile. And a lot of people say sometimes I don't smile a whole lot. I don't know. Maybe that's just my face. But I'm smiling. I really am. But I smile. And I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to step into more today. More today. More today. Because I'm going into the Word today. Into the Word today. My inheritance today is not just good feelings that can take me there. That'll be gone by 8:30. The Word endures forever. Amen. I step into the Word, it ain't going away. And it works like dynamite in them that believe. No wonder I smile. Praise God. But you see, you want to finish with a full joy? I'm going to tell you, it must be a good fight of faith. It must be a good fight. That good means a noble fight. It means, I love this, a virtuous fight. It means to confirm it. You're confirming what you love. You confirm what you love. And I'm not trying to get nostalgic, but I was, you know, they did a lot about D-Day and all. That was an honor to watch that, to hear some of those testimonies of them. I remember hearing about the testimonies of our brothers that were out there in Vietnam. Praise God and thank you. And the Korean. Remember Brother Brown telling me about the things he would do on the ammunition ship. My sweet dad thinking about that World War II. That was a time. Do you know they had so many signing up that they finally had to kind of turn them away? They were 15 and 16. My dad enlisted in the Army for World War II. He was 17. They lied about their age. They wanted to get in. They wanted to confirm their love. They wanted to fight. They weren't thinking about the cost. Do you ever really understand about D-Day when they opened them boats up? It was a slaughterhouse. Those young men, some of them 16, 17, 18 years old, they were talking about General Eisenhower. And he knew he would lose tens of thousands of men. But we got to take it. We got to take it. We don't take this, that enemy's going to come. It's going to spread. I'll tell you, young people, those are the things that will encourage your heart that you need to know. A lot of things being taught right now, sadly. But you see these things that God gave us. People look at that and it gave us a lot of death. No, it gave us freedom. You fight, you'll be free. You draw back in unbelief and you're fearful, you're putting yourself in bondage. Now, why the fight? Why the fight? Because staying in Paul's gospel is the fight. It is. Isn't it wonderful? See, this is encouraging us coming in here right now, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? This is who we are. This is like, you know, command center in a way, if you think about it. I mean that. You know, you come in and we're getting briefed. Yeah, getting briefed. We're going to go out for more war. It ain't a holiday. It's warring all the time. We come in here. We're listening to the captain of our salvation. And encourages us, brethren. Amen. And oh, what a band of love that we're banded together with. And then we're encouraged to go out and fight. And not quit. But to go on out there and get with it. And I'll tell you what. That's it, because staying in Paul's gospel is the fight. You don't come in here and it's a flower time. It's not. No. This is it. You're getting briefed. Instruction, knowledge. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. And the wonderful thing is we're going out into a battle that's already been won. That's the beautiful thing about it. I thank God it's already been won. I'm just getting encouraged to go out there and have a good time in the fight. You ever read about them mighty men? Said them mighty men, there's one. It just said his hand just melded right with the sword. He never laid it down. It was just part of him. Woom, woom. What about that other one? He got even a little bit sad one time. You know what? There weren't any more giants to go fight. How about King David himself? Those brothers came to him. David, have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? You're just a little old man. Let me tell you something. You didn't call David a little old man. He'd take your head. Caleb, I might be 85, but I'm just as strong as when I was 40. I can go in and I can go out. You're not going to have all the fun. Huh? Now, Paul in 2 Corinthians 8:8, Paul's gospel proves the sincerity of your love. You want love to be proven? Jesus, I love you. Like Peter was saying, you know, I love you. Peter, do you love me? I love you. I love you. Paul's gospel is given to us to prove our love. You stay in Paul's gospel, it's done. You know what the other fight is? To be amongst those and stay in it with those that love Paul's gospel. That's a fight too. You can't have one without the other. You ain't marrying a head alone. You ain't marrying a head alone. Oh, I know some that think, oh, I'm just going to get it my way. You will never get it your way. You'll get it. A palm. If you're planning to marry Jesus, you're going to marry a head and you're going to marry a body. And it better be love without dissimulation. We go right back to John 17. As I've loved you, you've loved me, and we've loved them, and them to love one another and us. All that love. The bride desires only Paul's gospel because that's the gospel that seeks him out. That seeks him out as what? His bridegroom. See, without hearing Paul's gospel, you don't know to seek him as a bridegroom. I thank the Lord for anybody who calls on the name of the Lord. But I thank God for them that call on the bridegroom. Amen. I know his voice. I hear him skipping in the hills right now. Coming on. He's getting ready for me to light off a camel. It's that gospel. It's that gospel that makes your heart hostile, passionate, one thing, any means, pressing, reaching, apprehending. I don't care how much I love somebody in my family. I love Paul's gospel more. You don't want to go? See ya. I love you. And if you'll really grow in Paul's gospel, you'll love them even more. You won't resent them, and you won't even pity them. You just go on. You just go on. But see, thinking back again about that sweet little girl last week, Caleb's daughter. What a joy and a full joy she was to her daddy, because she wanted that inheritance more than anything. It exceeded everybody else. She was just so enamored with it. I'm sure she heard the word greedy, selfish, you're all about you. I want what's mine. Amen. I want what's mine. Huh? You better be seeking that like a heat-seeking missile. I love Joshua. He wasn't just going to regurgitate the same things that he had heard. He was always walking through more land. Always. And I thank God. I was listening Wednesday night. And every time I come in here, I thank God about to explode. The privilege to be around kings. The privilege. The privilege. You know who the kings are? They search out a matter. They search it out. They go out for more. They heard his voice. They arose. Amen? Then they went out. Right? And then they went to describe it. To see it. And to see it for their own. I love to hear about it. I love to hear the report. Because you're going out to see it for your own. Amen? Walking through it. Praise God. Able to describe it on your own. Enlightened eyes of understanding that you have that vision. Now, let's close it up. There's a lot of ugly actors out there. And there are. And that's okay. It really is. As you're looking to the Word of God, I'm going to tell you something. Right before the grand finale, the ugly actors really come out. They do. But we fight on. What happens during that time where there's about the grand finale going to happen? The mockers and the fearful ones really start to stir. Remember the message about the cross? They all came out. A week before, they were all praising and happy. 1 week later, the finale was about ready to happen. It is finished was going to be said. What about old David, huh? Think about even in his life. Oh, my. They were incensed to take him down, and God was just ready to exalt him above them all. Isn't that something? How about Paul? All in Asia have forsaken me? But, honey, I got the joy book of the Bible that's coming forth right now. Is that not one of your grand finales? I think we're reading about, I press toward the mark for the prize. Do you know all creation is groaning for the manifestation of those right there? It's groaning. Hang in there now. Here we go. It's sad. It really is sad. But it's needful. It's needful for you, and it's needful for me. So know that, because God has intended it to be this way. But here's what I would like to say in Jesus' name. Don't be drawn into that muck. Don't. No. By the grace of God, that banner over us that gives us that band of love, and I love that, the band of brothers. They would always say, nobody left behind. But no, nobody's going down. Nobody's going down. I thank the Lord, by the grace of God, we lift up one another's hands. We help the feeble knees. I heard it again, and a brother said, oh, The lights are going out. Meaning, there's a lot of ones that are growing up old in the Lord and they're ready to go home. And some of them have. The lights are going out. And they said, and they're not being replaced. I said, why don't you come visit here? And I mean it. And I'm boasting in the Lord. And the reason is, and I thank God for this. I'm so thankful. Not only are torches being passed in here, torches are being multiplied in here. Speaking truth in love. How many times, Brother Hill, come in here and always say that? That's your difference. See, I don't know how long the Lord's going to tarry, but the one thing, by the grace of God, I want to preach it with all that's within me. Every time, if this be the last time I ever speak to you, by the grace of God, He allowed the grace to pour through freely. Don't ever miss, don't ever belittle, don't ever lessen the love of God. Now, it's all due to truth and love. And I cannot stress, the hostile are the lovers, and the lovers are hostile. And not just for themselves, but for one another. Oh, they're hostile for one another. I love you, brethren. I love you. I love you. And you know what? We're needful for one another. You know that? So by the grace of God, let's be that body that presses. Amen. Lovers and fighters by the grace of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise and the glory. We give you all the thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. Someday, face to face. Triumphant, Lord God. And Lord, thank you that that quickened faith is alive in them right now that believe. Lord, calling those things be not as though they were. Lord, abiding in that moment, praise God, and loving one another. In that moment, praise God, that I see my brethren as when they see you and are like you. Amen. In fullness and measure and stature. Amen. Oh, and I salute my brethren. And Lord, help us not grow weary in well-doing, but Lord, feasting and rising. And walking, standing, withstanding, and having done all to stand. In Jesus' name, we thank you and thank you forevermore. Amen.